Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On June 23, 1972, a piece of legislation quietly made its way to the desk of President Richard M. Nixon for signature. Only a handful of women knew what was in this bill. This, according to the women who lived it. They didn't even lobby on behalf of the bill because they knew if they did, people would find out what was in it and they'd move to get it killed. So the bill passed under the radar while nobody was looking. And it was only this handful of women who knew the eventual scope and long-term implications of this new law, that it would impact millions of women's lives, requiring gender equity in hiring and admission practices on every college campus in America. It would revolutionize women's sports, and it would become the mechanism for supporting victims of campus sexual harassment and sexual assault, terms that didn't even exist in 1972. This is the story of how such a powerful bill came to pass, and how these women behind the scenes in Washington, D.C. created a movement that one of them would call the Academic Sex Revolution. My name is Lee Fondakowski. I've spent my career interviewing people and making art from their actual words, theater created from real events. It's a form of storytelling in which I conduct research and interviews, and then an ensemble of actors bring the story to life.
I'm Mercedes Herrero.
I'm Amy Hill.
I'm Samira Wiley.
I am Margot Hall.
I'm Jodie Foster.
It's an audio theater, a theater that will take place in the space between us.
This is the origin story of Title IX. Aha, sex discrimination. And this is a relatively new word, and it names what's been happening to women.
I walked the floor and cried as I wrote it.
She was genderqueer before we had a term for that.
The emergent, revitalized women's liberation movement is no historical accident.
The shit hit the fan upon passage when men's revenue-producing sports, i.e. football, discovered the implications.
For 30 years, we have constantly needed to be on guard to defend it.
This is the origin story of Title IX and the underdogs who created it. The unlikely, nerdy revolutionaries who changed the world. It's nearly 50 years later, and the history of Title IX is still unfolding. From Frequency Machine and Lee Fondakowski comes the story of the 1972 landmark legislation for women's equality in education. 37 words that would change the world.
No person.
Join me and an ensemble of actors as we discover the stealth politics of Title IX. This is Feminist Files. To hear this amazing story, follow Feminist Files on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.